Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Here we go. Hour number two of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. The Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open for you at 877-881-1053. Did the Rangers make the right decision here? Jared Sandler is going to be joining us coming up in an hour. He'll tell us what he knows about why the Rangers and Bruce Bochy parted ways, announced last night, and what the most logical steps forward from here are. World Series winning manager, just, you know, under 2 years later now, he's gone. You know, assuming the Rangers were at least okay with this, you know, I guess when you say mutual decision to part ways, anything is really possible. But it reads to me like the Rangers were okay with moving on at the very least. So what do you think about that? Leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous here in the G-Bag Nation. I guess it's a risk. I don't know if I would take that risk if Bochy wanted to come back. I mean, how much could you have fallen off from the guy who won a World Series 2 years ago and has 40 year name, is widely considered one of the top managers of his generation? You know, but I think at some point they just ran out of other things to try. I guess that would be my best explanation. Like, maybe it's not that we don't believe in Bochy anymore, but we kind of owe it to everybody involved to try something different.
Yeah. I think that's the big thing here. I think that what CY's kind of prepared us for getting younger and with the payroll being cut, I really think this thing's looking like it's going to be a total rebuild. And not necessarily from the pitching side of things, because you've got Evo and you've got DeGrom, and Leiter got much better, and you got some young guys that, you know, hopefully Bradford comes back healthy, you're looking good. But I think that the lineup and the clubhouse perspective there, I mean, with Simeon's comments, like, that thing just seems broken. I just don't know. And who's the leader in the clubhouse, right? So I think now is the time to make one of those moves, because I don't think Boach is really trying to hang around and do a whole nother rebuild at this stage in his career. Let him go somewhere where he can. Maybe it's Atlanta. I think Atlanta would be a great fit for him, a club that is super talented, that could easily, if health is able to be on their side for a change, could go and compete for a World Series. And now you've got Skip Schumacher, who's been waiting in the wings. You've already got his former bench coach in Miami on staff. Like, to me, the writing's kind of on the wall. He's the one that's going to get this job. And for those, you know, Ranger fans that have texted in, like, blow it up, they need to go ahead and make changes, I think that you might be getting your wish. I think that this team is going to look at major, major changes, and that maybe that isn't even is... You're trading some superstar players.
I mean, there's so many ways to talk about it. 940 says, I demand Ray Davis sell the team. That's our guy, Ed, in Denton. And I hope that Bochy's decision isn't based on money or the commitment that the team was going to show to keeping the roster in contention. And I hope they didn't try to lowball him. Like, he's like, man, I can get a lot more elsewhere, so I got to go if you guys are going to be penny pinching like this. But when you mentioned rebuild, Wolchuk, it really perked my ears up, because I wonder to what extent they could be looking at it. Like, anybody not named Langford could go.
Yes.
I mean, if you want to trim payroll, it would make sense that the guys at the absolute top of that. So you think maybe totally rebuild the lineup around DeGrom and Evo, or would trading those guys be part of a rebuild as well?
No, I think that COI values pitching, and he's got the pitching. And I don't think I think the reason you've seen the pitching succeed is you've got Eovaldi, who's a leader and a role model. I mean, there was a story. It might have been I can't remember who it was. It might have been during one of the pregame shows about Bradford has his surgery, comes back the next day, he's at the ballpark. They're like, well, why are you here? Like, we didn't expect to see you here. And he said, well, Jacob DeGrom had his surgery last year, and the next day he was here. Hmm. Like, those guys set the tone. They don't have anybody when it comes to the bats and the position players that are doing that. Corey Seager's a lone wolf. We've talked about that. Marcus seems like he's out of touch with everybody. Maybe that's just because, quite frankly, people don't like Marcus. So I think that you've got just a broken divide there when it comes to your position players, and a shakeup is needed. Now, I do believe, and I had heard that they had tried to move Marcus Semien last year, but that is a contract that is one where they're probably going to have to eat the majority of it. Now, if you do that, who's the next highest paid guy? Well, that would be Corey Seager. So if you're really trying to cut salary and you're really trying to get younger and you can get some value for Corey, would they consider that? But I think that, yeah, I think all options are on the table outside of Wyatt, to your point. And I don't think they're moving pitchers. I really don't. But I think that when it comes to position players, I don't think any options off the realm of possibility.
I mean, that'd be crazy to trade Corey Seager. You know, he was still one of the most productive players, even though you can probably only count on him for 120, 130 games a year.
But is that enough for COI to say, I don't know.
Hey, if you're rebuilding everything and you're trying to cut costs and somebody would be willing to say, hey, we'll take the next 3 years of Corey Seager, the 3 years left in his prime to try to push us over the top. His salary compared to other superstars is fairly manageable now because of what the market has, you know, matured into since he signed his deal. What do you guys think Bochy's level of responsibility is for the clubhouse and things just maybe getting away from him? At some point, you can only do so much to set the tone, but maybe a younger guy could change that. Like, you see the difference with Shoddy right now.
Is this one of these things where Boach, and I'm asking this question, Dawson, but because I'm trying to get to the answer, is Boach kind of a guy that lets the guys be the guys? Was he that guy? Was he the...
I mean, yeah, because Buster Posey kind of policed everybody in the clubhouse for him in San Francisco.
See, that's what I wonder if Boach is like, well, these are men, and... You know, men need to be treated like men, and you know that kind of thing. You know,
yeah, these are Texas Rangers. Yeah,
these are baseball, but they don't need me telling them what to. You know,
that
kind of thing. You know, yeah. he could very well like, you know, hey, I could come in and say some things. I don't have to have a lot of closed door meetings and all that kind of stuff, because he kind of, you know, just have a couple rules, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, and it would make sense if you're the front office that you want a different voice or a different vision, just like the Giants just decided with Bob Melvin.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of two-way, because the front office didn't build a team of personalities that could be really run by the players in the clubhouse. I think that's the ideal situation. But at the same time, if you're Boach, at some point you have to realize, hey, I don't have that. I might need to get out of my comfort zone a little bit because I don't have the personalities and the leadership here in this clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's a little bit two-way, but ultimately I think that's on Chris Young and bringing in different dudes that can actually be your leaders. And you kind of do need it to be at least one of your best players.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it's hard to be a vocal leader if you're not one of the best players. I mean, there's always the eccentric, you know, guy who wants to be the center of attention, but sometimes that can be received different ways. Where does Boach go among the best managers and coaches to do it in DFW sports history? It's a really fascinating attempt to fit, because the team underperformed so horribly on offense the last 2 years. The vibes got off, and really they had a few good months in 2023 in the World Series run.
Yeah.
So you had like five good months out of the 19 total that he was skipper.
Yeah, you wish that Parcells would have been this. I mean, Parcells, I wish if Parcells had a better team, you might have got, you know, something like Boach.
Yeah.
He came in and brought you a World Series. If Parcells was maybe had a better team overall roster wise, you could have got the Cowboys could have got back. That's kind of where I the comparison to older lifer kind of guys. But yeah. one kind of had a good run of one had a general manager that helped him build a team. The other. Like Parcells, even though he was part of it, he didn't have the support like that, you know, to build a team.
Yeah, you know, and I think we all have great memories of Ron Washington and going to two World Series and having more sustained success. But you win it all, you know, that puts you up there, you know, maybe beyond, depending on how you look at that situation. Rick Carlisle, I think maybe Barry Switzer, your one time DFW championship coaches and managers. Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ, he was in a great mood today. And
he actually didn't get bit by Green Bay.
Yes, yes. I mean, the tie has them riding high for sure. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more later on. He felt like the Packers game was a sign of good things to come. But he was asked about the overtime stuff, and he gave great clarification. He said, basically, it comes down to trying to get out in a three-hour window consistently. And you want to be as close to that as possible to have little carryover into the next game, you know. So they're kind of building their overtime rules around what the TV wants. And I guess in college football, there's less of a concern on that.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, the college game goes 4 or 5 hours anyway, right?
Yeah.
You know, we got it kind of used to the Saturday afternoon going from 2:30 to about 7, you know, some of these games.
All right, we'll get you more Cowboys here in just a few minutes. But let's make a little bit of time for the Mavs media day yesterday. And three interesting storylines coming out of that. Number one, Derek Lively, 2 inches taller. That was the main headline. I guess Chuck Cooperstein was the first to talk about it. I don't know if they've taken a tape measure to him and confirmed that. He was already, you know, headed in a defensive player of the year type direction. You move him to 7'3", and I think, I mean, 2 inches in basketball is a pretty significant amount of added size. I guess you'll have to check on his coordination. I guess I'll keep my fingers crossed that maybe some of his injuries that he sustained were a result of his body not being completely matured, and now maybe he's at his full height here. I think he's still just 21 years old. Maybe do you fill out? Do you get stronger like Tyler Guyton is? And maybe that makes you a little more durable. So we'll have to. That's a very interesting story to track. I don't know. You know, already at 7'1", being able to switch on the perimeter, he is an athletic freak to be able to do what he does with his length and his size. Hopefully he can retain all that and just add, you know, a little bit more verticality to his rim protection. And maybe defensive player of the year is in the cards for him. And that would certainly be exciting. Cooper Flagg talked about wanting to win rookie of the year. That's obviously front and center going in. And I don't know what to expect here. You know, I'm definitely old enough to remember, and I was in the early stages of covering the association up there for KVAN 1550 in Vancouver, Washington. It was a close suburb in Washington State of Portland. So, you know, the point is, I saw KG and Kobe debut in the NBA at that age. Now, what's different with Cooper Flagg is he got to spend a year in college making more of a step in between. Will he be ready to go out there and compete and, you know, make a winning impact, or are we going to be dealing with a learning curve? And I'm not sure which way to go on that, but if he does win rookie of the year and Kyrie Irving comes back, this team is firmly in contention.
I would be encouraging Cooper Flagg not to wash his right hand for a while after I saw a photo, evidence of him shaking MJ's hand over the weekend.
Oh, cool.
You know, hopefully there was some type of energy transfer of sorts. Yeah.
Like Mike style?
Yeah.
Just goes ahead and takes off as a star. I mean, I'm optimistic. I do think Cooper Flagg has the ability to be the rookie of the year. In fact, he should absolutely be the favorite. And I think both could be true. I think that he is going to contribute, if this team is healthy, to them winning. But I think obviously at that age, to your point, and having seen those all-time great players have an adjustment. Now, they didn't play college, so maybe like the year at Duke helps a little bit. But I think there definitely is going to be some type of learning curve. Hopefully he's just not thrust into a position. And I don't think he will be. I mean, we'll see what happens with the point guard stuff, if he's really asked to do that or not. But I think that having a lot of really good, stable veterans around him should be able to help him ease into this a little bit.
Yeah, and he is a massive favorite. Minus 225 on BetMGM with Trey Johnson, plus 800 there. He got picked up by the Wizards, which is unfortunate, but should have an opportunity to shine. And then Edgecombe is sitting there at plus 900 there with the 76ers. Okay. And then Anthony Davis said he's going to wear protective eyewear for the rest of his career, just to be extra careful here moving forward. You guys want some Cowboys stock report?
Let's do it.
Okay, I got C-Note coming up here at 3:20. I watched offensive tape, all 22 last night. I haven't watched the defense yet. I don't know if I'm going to get to it. This tape watching is a chore, okay?
Well, and that was a long one.
It takes time.
It was a long one.
But amongst the stock up on Blogging the Boys, Nate Thomas. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that because he did not get burned. Like, he was better in his 15 snaps than Guyton was in his 45 or 50 or whatever he played. Like, how do you approach this? At what point would just being better mean something? I mean, I know he's a seventh round pick compared to a first, but that looked pretty good.
When you watch both players, Dawson.
Yeah.
Who did you think was the better athlete?
I mean, getting up and going, Guyton.
Okay. The guy that has more strength.
Thomas.
Their scheme seems to be really kind of set. They want to move their linemen. They want to move them. They want to do traps and pulls and space plays and stuff. You saw that kick screen that they ran with that they got Steele outside on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're really interested in having athletic tackles more than they are power tackles. And I think that's why that they're okay with Guyton and Steele. Even though Thomas, I thought he did a nice job. I'm not saying your eyes are wrong. I just kind of feel like with them, you're starting to see more movement. They're starting to get into the things that those coaches were telling us, the pin and pulls, mm-hmm. and they're figuring out which guys can and cannot move.
There's a lot of movement going on, and I love it. Because of how athletic Guyton and Steele are, it gives them a weapon out there, and you don't have to win against a guy one-on-one.
But you're not get wrong up and about run. Thomas. You're not wrong.
He's a guy.
He's got a lot of upside.
He's got a lot of upside to him, and I think Dallas has done that. Dallas early in this season has shown, a lot of teams don't even have depth at offensive line.
Yeah.
Dallas is finally kind of, and it might have to do a lot with two things. The coaches are really good and the quarterback's playing at a high level.
It's going to give them options, and because those guys are going to go get paid. There's a lot of worst linemen out there.
Agent after this year, I'm sure somebody's going to look at him and say, I'll pay you.
Stock up is Javonte Williams.
He's been.
That is a heck of a find.
Eric, anytime I want to argue with you about running backs in the top 10, just tell me to shut up, because we're starting to see now where teams' ability, the Cowboys have changed their thought. They didn't get trapped this year. They didn't pay Henry. That got him in a lot of hot water because how well, but we've seen these backs get drafted high and pay. The point is, you can go find running backs. You can, and if you find running backs that have talent that might have gotten a little nicked up, or maybe the scheme's not right for them. Williams has shown that you honestly can get through it. It's nice to have guys like Henry and Barkley and people like that, but you can get by with having a veteran running back or running back that is on a contract that's very small.
Yeah, I think the situation now with Javonte Williams is, how many years do you want him for? What should your draft strategy be going forward? Because he's still only 25 years old.
Yeah, that's what you have to determine now. I mean, where's the line that you're going to draw? Like, okay, we're cool with this now, finding running backs. Because the last 2 years, what have they done with running backs? They've gone with cheaper running backs, and it's worked out for them. Guy Carolina, and now this guy.
Well, it's just how things go, I think, when you have a really good coaching staff.
Scheme's good.
Yeah, I mean,
coach,
I think Clayton,
good.
And here's the issue with how good Clayton Adams has been. There's another team. I mean, you lose him, then it's a different story. I don't know. I don't know that I trust just some average running back to come in here and be able to produce. I think Clayton Adams, what he's been doing here has really been massive.
Okay.
Riley's too been good.
Connor Riley is an offensive line coach. His pedigree speaks for himself.
Yeah. It's time now for the Cowboys news of the evening, a key stat for the Jets game, but also is shoddy. Owning the defensive failures, or maybe pointing the finger a little bit. It's the G-Bag Nation on the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Man. Yeah, buddy, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's time for the C-Note. Cowboys news of the evening segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333 with Franklin Frankel. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. 541 asks, why isn't anyone talking about maybe Chris Young being the problem? Do you guys have any appetite or interest in that discussion?
I kind of don't know why. I don't have an answer there. I'm sorry. I don't know enough.
I think it would be.
Is he a meddling guy? Are we meddling here?
I don't know if he's a meddling guy, but I
opinionated,
very, very demanding, very demanding. And I wonder, you know, some people handle that differently than others. And I think that some fans probably are, hey, JD had a lot to do with that 2023 team that won a championship. So since CY's been on his own, this team has had two seasons that have underachieved. I'm a big believer in CY, but just if you wanted to take that angle, I think that would be the argument.
Yeah, you know,
I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
I think he's got incredibly high standards, and when the team doesn't meet it, he's not in a great mood, and he doesn't have a lot of, hey, let's hope things get better and develop our guys and trust the process in them. You know, so I get it. You know, when a team's struggling this much, I just figure, hey, Boach isn't the problem. The GM's not the problem. They won a World Series. I mean, they brought championship greatness to this team. So I think there's something to be said for, you know, forging a team that had never been there. I don't think they would have won the World Series under John Daniels. I think John contributed to acquiring a lot of the players. But, you know, for me, it's like the spirit, the urgency of CY is what is different. And I think what puts this team in a championship context, I think he knows the road to the World Series and you know, what greatness looks like and what championship standards and accountability looks like. Okay, I understand with the defense playing bad and not tackling, the conversation around Matt Eberflus is you know, premature after 4 weeks. But, you know, Shoddy Presser yesterday, something stuck out to me. He was talking about fixing things on defense. This is your head coach, Brian Schottenheimer, talking about getting the defense right. He said, quote, we need to do a better job of self-scouting ourselves and what are we struggling with and what formations are giving us problems and why. We need to practice third down better. Said we have to fix it through execution and team defense and communication and better coaching, and that's what we're looking for. You know, on the surface, he's taking accountability for it. And hey, I'm a part of the coaching staff and we got to scout better. But I think after 4 weeks saying that, after it continues to happen, if you're specifically looking at the coaches, that could be to take pressure off the players and you know, the scorn off of the players to own it a little bit. We're all in this together. But I mean, there was a self-scouting ourselves and what we are struggling with. You know, I wonder how Shoddy's looking at that, Brian. What are your thoughts here on why the defense can't get this figured out? And, you know, is coaching a part of this explanation?
Does he still have a coach that does what he did when he first got here? Like a coach that watches, like, the opponent's offenses for the defensive coaches? I wonder if he's got a coach that
he might. I'm not sure who it is.
I mean, I'd love to
the coaching.
I mean, you've got 27 coaches.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have one coach? Or I would even have somebody from the outside. If I was on a staff, I was a head coach, I'd have somebody from the outside watching my team. I used to do it in the draft. Like, you know, you have a scout from the outside because you hear all the same. Everybody says the same. You know, if you have somebody on the outside that honestly gives you an opinion about, you know, like, hey, listen, you know, you guys are looking at this guy all the wrong way. You know, you're overvaluating, or man, you're wrong about this guy. You need to use this guy more. I wonder if he has somebody that he trusts that can watch his team as a coach and say, you know, like, for example, I would give you, like, if I knew Mike Zimmer was out, if I knew Mike, he is out of football right now, I'd have Mike Zimmer be watching my defense and, like, telling me, hey, what do you see when we, oh, man, you play 7 yards off. All of a sudden, no, your guys are 7 yards off in zone coverage, and these receivers are killing your cushion right now. You got guys that can't. You might want to think about playing, you know, just somebody to give me some advice on what they're seeing. Because sometimes you get, like I say, you get in that building and everybody's saying what everybody wants to hear. And you need somebody to tell you that, no, man, you're effed up. You guys are trying to – you guys can't – if I was playing against you, I'd throw a screen every damn time.
Yeah.
You got no flat defenders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time you run a screen against you guys, it goes for a massive play. You guys are a training reel for how to run the screen. You know?
Yeah, I mean
– I that's the approach if I'm shot number. He's saying all these things. I hope he has somebody that's – answering all these questions for him.
The one decent thing about this defense is they stop the run pretty well, but third down is oftentimes a passing down. You don't have a pass rush and you have a bad secondary. And third down is generally a time where awesome defensive coordinators start to get real creative and exotic and start confusing quarterbacks, and that's not your coordinator. So, I mean, that's just what it is. You have a bad pass defense. You have no pass rush and you have a bad secondary. So on third down, obvious passing downs, that's what's going to happen.
Let me be real blunt here, and I mean this. And this is
how, that's weed.
Yeah, the bluntness of this is you might have some football dumb dudes playing. You really might.
That's my concern.
The dumb because, day defense.
Because, and I'm saying this. I'm not seeing this in life being dumb. I'm saying football, not football smart. Because you see a blitz, and this guy doesn't blitz a whole hell of a lot.
I think he did 26% in this past game, which was, I think, the most I've seen from any defense.
He had to play an uncomfortable way. We talked about that. He did a little bit of that. But all of a sudden, you got a blitz coming where you set up a twist game, and the guy doesn't twist. And then there's a big play, because if you'd have brought the twister into, or the looper into the play, it might have affected the pass. I wonder if he's got just some football dumb players.
They've been at it for, like, what, 2.5-3 months now since camp started? You include OTAs. You've had a lot of time to get on the same page.
They're not.
No, they're not.
You could watch tape and see. You could watch the way they play. I mean, I had a defensive coordinator in the league who's watched Dallas's tape tell me, man, like, okay, like the first guy out, the safety's responsible for the carry. This is, he was talking about the Chicago game. And he was describing to me what was going on with all the defenders. And he's like, that's pretty simple right there. You know, that's just reading 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And they're not even doing that right.
No, they're not. The front's not on the same page. The offense is doing obvious stuff that beats cover 2 or cover 3, and they're surprised almost that the ball is going to that hole shot or to the edge. You know, it's like, this is taking candy from the baby. And if you know the play is coming, or you have, like, a baseline level of awareness about what your defensive scheme is vulnerable to, you should be rallying there and prepared to take away what the offense is likely going to do based on the looks that you are giving them. And it's just, it's surprising in so many ways. I don't know at what point you say this is Eberflus. This is an inability to coach.
Absolutely could
or
be.
Just,
I mean, he could be bleeping a lot of stuff up over there. 100% he could be. And having your players prepared, that's on the coaches. Some of the penalty stuff that I complained about, that's also on Eberflus. But I do also wonder, in fairness, like not being in the building, from the player's perspective on it, like, is he putting them in the position and calling the right play and they're just not executing it well enough? So I don't know. I think that there's a lot of this defense needs to get it figured out, and it probably is a blend of the two. It probably is Eberflus needs to do some self-scouting, figure his own bleep out. But on the field, I do wonder how good of talent do you really have right now?
We could be looking at a new, you know, first for Justin Fields as a result. We've had firsts where no team had done this, that, and the other thing and still lost. But with a defense that bad, it could happen again. Justin Fields has led his team to an 0-25 record when opponents score at least 21 points. 0-25, the only winless quarterback out of 46 in this sample over the last 5 years with at least 10 starts made. So you don't want to be reversing that trend by the time we get to late Sunday afternoon. All righty, Krusty's Corner coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, Tuesdays, I like to ask my guys some Cowboys questions. We'll get to those next.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucis, for playing that. Thank you, Dawson, for the introduction. Thank you to Reliant for being a part of this. Appreciate you guys. Tuesday's questions. By the way, you guys like the two Monday night football games?
Not crazy about it, especially when the Bengals and the Dolphins and the Jets are involved, and Bo Nix. It's really just a recipe for disgust.
But keep it staggered. Keep it staggered so I can go from one to the other and, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be going back and forth.
But generally, give me my one game. That's where I sort of reset.
I grew up on the one game. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think you need two.
We all did.
I don't think you need two games.
Yeah. I grew up on the one game, and I was kind of hopeful that the one game would always be pretty good. That we, you know, that's where I used to get our highlights. In the 70s, we didn't have, you know, the ESPN, like, at halftime highlights with Howard Cosell. Mm. Those were the only highlights.
From the Sunday slate?
From the Sunday games.
Now it's like Boom's fastest 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, now they've reduced Boom to just one.
1 minute?
I saw it literally last night. Chris Berman's fastest minute.
Oh, that's terrible. Jeez.
Yeah, they've just totally squeezed our guy out.
That's Howard Cosell used to give me the highlights from Orchard Park or from... You know, it was always, from Miami, it was kind of crazy. I mean, that was it. Those were that's the only way you knew who was playing.
That's heartbreaking, dude. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
But I do miss the way SportsCenter was when we grew up.
You based your entire view of the world off a 30-second highlight package.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
It is nuts. And you used to read the newspaper for the box scores. That was another one. I still.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's how the original fantasy football started. They're going through the newspaper finding out, like, okay, what were the stats? And you're adding it all up.
It's hilarious.
Crazy. All right, Dawson, I'll start with you on this one. Got questions for my guys. On Tuesday, I like to do that. I like to, you know, we kind of in between watching tape and, you know, kind of putting one game to bed, getting ready for another one. But got questions I got from the films and things. Dawson?
Yeah.
Is Turpin proven to you more than he's just much more than a gadget player?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I don't think he is a down-in, down-out type of receiver guy. But, you know, for a package of plays for Kevontae Turpin, I like that. You know, I like keeping him involved. Some of the stuff he's doing down the sideline. And then I don't know what you call the route that he ran, but it was like he was up the middle. He breaks in and just destroys the guy's ankles on that one that he had to go up for.
Oh, the one that was called back?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. The one that was called back was such a nasty route where the DB literally falls down.
He's got some tools. You know,
how about you, Chieftain? Is it Turpin proving to you that he's much more than just a gadget player?
Yes, he is. Now, he's still a complimentary piece. He needs the CeeDee Lambs and the George Pickens out there on the field with him. But absolutely, he's proven that he can be more than just a random, hey, we got our four or five Turpin plays that we'll try and sprinkle in and catch the defense asleep in a little bit. He's now becoming much more of like, hey, you're actually a wide receiver who also has the other skill sets that we can trick it up with you. But yeah, I think he's proven, and we saw it in training camp. And we were hopeful that we would see it in the games, and we've been calling for it for a couple of years now with him. And credit to Shoddy and company for finally getting him in the mix.
How about you there, Wooly?
Yeah, with the way he's running routes, the crossers, the ability to make tough catches along the sideline that he showed, he's a legitimate wide receiver. He's absolutely more than just let's find a little package for you, in my opinion, not just a gadget guy. He definitely is making – but, yeah, he's not a guy that I'm looking at like, okay, I can move on from – Pickens and I can elevate.
I couldn't get you to do that then.
No. I
couldn't get any of you guys to move on.
Perfect as a third or fourth option for you.
Don't get me wrong. If this thing spirals out of control,
no. You're only making the trade.
I'm not making the trade right now. I'm trying to
save you from having to move one of your ones. Is what I'm trying to do. So if you're going to move a player that you might not re-sign,
yeah. And if their plan is to not re-sign him, I'm totally open-minded to doing that.
Yeah, I would not consider it at all right now. I think what George Pickens just showed me is that this thing is on an upward trajectory as he gets more comfortable with Dak.
I like what you're saying there, Dawson. Like that a lot. How about this one, Chieftain, for you?
Mm-hmm.
Has the play caller or the running game been the most beneficial to Dak?
It's a good question. I mean,
it's a good question. That's all I ask.
It all ties in together, and I think, you know, the credit to the run game has to do with the coaching staff and things like that. So, but we've seen Dak with a good running game before. We've never really seen him with a legit offense, a legit play designer, and a legit play caller, and that's something we've been calling for forever. So I guess I'll go that way.
The play caller. Dak's benefited more from the play caller than he has the running game.
Yeah, and it's tough, but I'll just give the credit to Shoddy because I think he's part of the reason why you have a good run game.
How about you there, Wooly?
I'll lead the running game, and it's only, I don't know how much like Dak's checking out of things. Like how much is Dak audibling at the line of scrimmage? It seems like he's doing it a lot.
Yeah,
so
he is.
I don't know like how much is like the initial Shoddy play call, and now Dak's like based on what he's seeing. And so I'll just lean the running game for that reason. But obviously, Shoddy's been phenomenal so far through the first 4 weeks with in terms of the blend, run, pass. I think he deserves a lot of praise. But just to answer this question, I'm going Clayton
that
Adams.
That sounded very it sounded like you're a fence riding there for a minute.
I'm going Clayton Adams in the running game.
Clayton Adams and the running game over the play caller.
Yes.
I like what you did there. Dawson, what about this?
I think when you talk about the installation of the offense and the coaches, that's more big picture. Everything kind of falls underneath it. I think the running game is benefiting from it. But the phrase that sticks out to me from their install period and training camp in the preseason was we got to marry the running game with the passing game.
Sure.
And I think because of that, both the running game and Dak are benefiting. And there's just so much that goes into the coaching staff helping the running game right now. So I think the coaches are the biggest factor with all the success that we're seeing.
I like that. I tell you what, if I had to pick one, I think the play caller's helping him a lot. I mean, Dak's making some, but you do see some you see some route combinations and you see some things down
it's much
the field.
Better.
Yeah, you do see some guys
better.
Open.
It's less about the play call because, well, Chuck, you're right. But still, Dak has all the autonomy, but he's choosing a shoddy design.
Yeah,
for sure. So the offense is much more advanced in helping out Dak and the rest of the offense in a way that we've really have not seen.
Yeah. I do like the running game too. All right, Wooly.
What up?
Does Shamar James need to be in the picture as a starting linebacker?
Ooh. Yeah. You know what? I'm fine with it. I was so wrong about these linebackers. Jack Sanborn, I was hopeful. He's coming over. Can he be like the Eric Kendricks to Mike Zimmer was last year?
Sure.
And it just hasn't happened. And I think we're starting to see why maybe he was a backup, you know, rotational piece in Chicago. Maybe that's where he can excel. Because there are times where, like, Sanborn, he'll tackle, he'll make some run fits, but him in coverage has been bad. Kenneth Murray in coverage has been bad. So I wouldn't mind it. And if you're going to start Shamar James, much like with Maris Leofau, young players, probably going to be growing pains. But at this point, I'm okay with that. You know what? The defense is already having enough issues as it is. Let's let the young guys play.
Dawson?
Man, I don't know between him and Damone Clark, you know, what's worse. I think with Sanborn, you at least get a guy who's going to be in position in the box to make the tackle, and you got to work on some of the back end stuff. I don't know if we can handle another rookie on learning curve at a key spot in the middle of your defense.
Chieftain.
Yeah, I think I've seen enough from him, even going back to the preseason and then what you saw from him the other night. Obviously going to be growing pains, but I'd rather take my lumps with young players that I'm developing than have veterans. Like, the tie is always going to go to the young player in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, like, what is the reason why any of these other veterans should really be playing over him? It's not like they've been any good. So I'd rather just take my lumps with a rookie.
Dawson?
Yeah.
Are you still interested in rotating these cornerbacks, or do you just want to go with two starters?
I'm not really interested in rotating many at all. I like what they have in Reddy Stewart. I think Trayvon Diggs is going to knock the rust off and play at least, you know, somewhat average as the season goes on. And Deron Bland's got to build confidence on that foot and that ankle, and he's going to be better. So I like the three they got.
How about you there? Wooly Bully?
Yeah, it needs to be Diggs, Bland, and Stewart. Those are the three that they need to rock with. And if somebody needs a break, then Kyrie Elam can get out there. But Kyrie Elam, I think, has shown why the Bills were ready to move on from him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a solid depth piece for you. But Bland and Diggs are under contract for the future. Now, maybe they move Trayvon Diggs. I still believe that's definitely a possibility. But those are the guys that are going to be here. And then when Savone Revel's ready, he can get into that as well. But those are the three, I think, that you need to just play in your nickel package with Reddy Stewart.
How about you, Chief?
Sorry, I was going to add Elam's a good tackler. If there's obvious running situations, put him on the field.
Yeah, but otherwise, I agree with these fellas. I'm not trying to see too much more of Elam. I'm looking forward to the Revel
return whenever he makes his debut. And I'm starting to wonder as well, not to be super knee-jerk, I know he's trying to overcome some injuries and stuff, but is Deron Bland, as much as he doesn't want to be a nickel corner, is he better as a nickel corner than a boundary corner?
Sure.
I think that's still something that should be on the table once health gets going for other guys. Maybe Revel could step in on the boundary, but Stewart has done a good enough job at this point to where I would just keep it with Diggs, Bland, and Stewart.
And I'm with you. When Revel's ready, I think that he plays outside in nickel and you kick Bland in. I think that's Bland's. That's his best way to show his array of skills, because he is one of those pesky guys inside that'll stick his nose in it and tackle. And I think he does a good job in short area quickness against some of those slot receivers.
In a quick answer, just going around the room. In a quick answer, what group is going to benefit the most from injured players coming back? The linebacking room or the cornerback room?
Linebacker, because I know Overshown's an absolute demon. Revel, I don't know what we're going
to
get.
Yeah, I mean, and even with Overshown, it's hard to know after an injury like that, but I'll take my chances seeing what I've seen from Overshown.
Yeah, for sure. That makes three. Overshown.
So linebacker is going to benefit more him coming back than you getting with the corners and stuff.
Revel, like Butler, Carson.
Yeah.
There's just some, I guess, a little bit of hope in there. That would be awesome if Revel has a rookie year.
Sure.
More impressive than what Overshown's going to throw down. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the Nation, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Wolchuk, what's on deck?
Halftime interviews, Monday Night Football aftermath, and a big L for this Tuscaloosa bar. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah! I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.